Hello and welcome to level 4 of 3 Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. My name is Tom Knight and this week was tricky. I'm just going to say that this week was tricky when I was putting together the notes for this level. Boy, April Fools, I don't like you. You come in here and you make my life harder. But I can assure you, everything I'm talking about this week is real. It's legit. It is not an April Fool. And something else that's not an April Fool is that Martin Collins posted on my Facebook page this week over at 3 Extra Lives, and he got 3 Extra Lives. So yes, I'm clutching my fist, I'm punching the air. I'm saying, well done, congratulations. And keep posting your scores, guys, over on Facebook and Twitter. And if you get 3 Extra Lives, maybe I'll shout your name out too. Anyway, let's get started. I'm starting this week's show off on a bit of a serious note, because over on Reddit, on April Fool's Day actually, and specifically the rgame subreddit, the moderators decided to pull the plug on the subreddit for the day. They restricted access from anyone posting, and they did this because they wanted to highlight specific actions and behavior that continually happens on a daily basis in this subreddit. And there is a lot of people in this subreddit. There's 1.7 million people subscribed, and Reddit itself is probably in the top 20 of websites visited in the entire world. They go there to talk about the latest video games and video game news and just basically anything to do with games. They did this and they followed this up with a post as well to say that this April Fool's, they were taking things more seriously and they wanted to shed some light on, as they say it, a growing pervasive issue that affects the community of games and gaming community as a whole. So they continue in this post and they used it as an opportunity to highlight a lot of behavior that happened. And this ranges from everything, from homophobia, transphobia, Islamophobia, racism, misogyny, personal attacks, and just basically everything that you don't really want to see happening, it's happening. And they wanted to take this opportunity to say, look, we need to change. This needs to come to light more. We need to use this as an opportunity to change. So they used some examples as well, and they removed the usernames because they didn't want to start a witch hunt, but they just wanted to show people that this is happening. It's not something that's being blown out of proportion, definitely not, because we see things like this on a daily basis on the internet, unfortunately. But I want to try and put a positive spin on this all, because I think when things like this are brought to light, it's easy to go down a path of, we need to attack these people that are doing this. And I think that's too strong. But by bringing awareness to what's going on and just making it more real, I think is very important. Because the problem is, we're not different. If we're looking at this from the light of video games, we're not different. When we pick up a controller, we are all the same. We are gamers. We play games. We enjoy games. And to me, why you would need to get into anything else beyond that, it just doesn't comprehend. It shouldn't be an issue. It's going to be an issue, but I feel like this post, while it's not going to change the world, it's not going to instantly fix all the subscribers of this specific subreddit, or people who don't use Reddit have seen this story, they're not suddenly going to change. But even if there's one person that looked at this post and saw those examples and thought themselves, yes, I've done that, and then they thought themselves, this is wrong, I shouldn't be doing this. Even if one person comes to that reflection, I think this is a good thing. It's important to bring that understanding and to just try to make the world of video games a better place. And it's going to be tough. It's always going to be hard, but it's not about change in just one swoop. It's going to take small little steps. And the more people that we can educate, and we can help realize that this behavior is unacceptable, not just in video games, but in general, it's important that we keep that message and we keep this zero tolerance towards this sort of behavior. So I hope that there was people out there that looked at this and maybe they thought twice about their actions in the past or things they had maybe said out of turn. We've all been there where we played a video game and we felt frustrated, but to ever resort to any sort of personal attack against somebody, in my book, that's never going to be acceptable. So I just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was an important message. The post as well also contained links to various charities, such as LGBT charities and women's health charities, POC focused charities, and there was an additional list of causes there as well, just to try and, you know, say, look, this isn't right. And we also want to support charities trying to change the way people are looking at the world. That's all I'm gonna say on the matter. I just wanted to bring it up because I think it's an important message that we are all gamers, and whatever else we are, that should never come into it. Thank you. Okay, trivia time. And the essence of that talk was slightly toxic, I know. And I'm gonna use that to propel myself into a trivia question. In which well-known Sega Genesis / Mega Drive game would you find the chemical plant zone? The answer is Sonic the Hedgehog 2. You have to say Sonic the Hedgehog 2. You can't just say Sonic the Hedgehog, I'm afraid. But if you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. Fos Roda! That must mean I'm talking about Skyrim. And why am I talking about Skyrim, the Elder Scrolls Skyrim? Because something incredible happened. We know that Bethesda's working on Elder Scrolls 6 right now, and during the Elder Scrolls 25th anniversary, some news came to light about the game. A YouTuber known as Shirley Curry, who at the time had a petition out to be included in the next Elder Scrolls game. Who is Shirley Curry, you might ask? Shirley Curry is an 82-year-old YouTuber, and she loves Elder Scrolls, specifically Skyrim. She plays it, she uploads her gameplay onto YouTube. There's about 500,000 people following her, so she does have that behind her, but this is just an incredible story of Shirley and her passion for a game, which is now going to lead her to be a character in Elder Scrolls 6. And this is because this petition got started, and Shirley had said that by the time Elder Scrolls 6 comes out, she's gonna be a lot older than 82. And she was worried that she might not even be able to play the game. And this petition, it got around 50,000 signatures, and Bethesda saw this, and they're like, yes, we're putting Shirley Curry into Elder Scrolls 6. And okay, Bethesda maybe need some good press right now, but I'm focusing on the sole aspect of, one, I like Skyrim, and two, this gamer, she is passionate about this game, and now she's being included in the next franchise. She's being immortalized, that's what they're saying. And I just thought this was an incredible story. It really warms the heart. I've checked out a couple of Shirley's videos on YouTube. She refers to her subscribers as grandkids.
Morning, grandkids.
I mean, isn't that the sweetest? Isn't that just amazing? I don't really know what else to say about it, but I'm so happy for Shirley. I'm sure she's going to be here to stream her progress in Elder Scrolls 6 when it finally comes out. If that's not an incentive for Bethesda to get Elder Scrolls 6 out as soon as possible, I don't know what is. But congratulations, Shirley. And I look forward to seeing you in the next installment of The Elder Scrolls. It's trivia time! And we're talking about The Elder Scrolls, so therefore we're going to have an Elder Scrolls question. Can you name the Elder Scrolls game that came before The Elder Scrolls Skyrim? The answer was The Elder Scrolls Oblivion. The Elder Scrolls Oblivion. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. Recently, I've spent a lot of time on Kickstarter. It's something I haven't done so much over the years, but I'm really excited to do so because you can find a lot of projects being launched and people trying to get their games funded for more development, and especially smaller teams as well. It's become a real important tool to be utilized for those teams that are looking to get funded. And I bring this up again because a few levels ago we talked about Lord Winklebottom, and today I'm talking about The Final Hours. It's an RPG game. You had me at this when you crossed two things together, Fox and RPG. Just saying, that really excites me. So The Final Hours RPG, it's a story-based pixel art game, and it will follow an ambitious Arctic fox that goes on an incredible journey to restore balance to the universe. And the young fox is going to be with his trusty companion, Gaelic, the Time Dragon. And they're going to travel to different worlds. They're going to meet lots of different characters along the way. So this game is going to be a mixture of gameplay, puzzles, and combat, and parkour. It also has an original soundtrack by the developer. It's been in development for about a year or so, and it needs supported. It's currently, as of recording, 17 days to go. I'd say it's about a third funded as I'm recording this. So when this level is released, again, hopefully this game is already funded, but if not, go over and check it out, because I think this one has a lot of love in it as well. It's a two-person team, like I said, and it's something that I'm going to be supporting. It's just a game that looks like it's right up my street. Pixel art style is just something I'm all over. You only have to look at Three Extra Lives to know that. And this covers all those bases with the art style, with the music, the RPG aspect as well. A Time Dragon. I can't get over a Time Dragon. I'm excited to tell you guys about this game. It's looking to be released around summer 2020. So we won't be seeing it this year, but definitely head over to the Kickstarter, have a look at that, see what you think. I've been looking through the various tiers as well, and there's some interesting ones, you know, with t-shirts, limited editions. You can also create a character, and you can create a boss as well, which I think is really awesome that Kickstarter allows developers to get people even more invested in a game that they could actually be part of that game, which I think is very, very exciting. So yeah, this one caught my eye. Going to be following the progress of it. I will obviously let you guys know how it does at the end of the campaign. I've got my fingers crossed. I think it's gonna make it. I think it's gonna get there. And with the help of the Three Extra Lives listeners as well, we can get that over the line. I'm sure of it. All right, let's finish up with some trivia. And speaking of foxes, can you name the science fiction video game series by Nintendo, which debuted on the Super Nintendo back in 1993? The answer was Star Fox. Did you get that one? I gotta admit, that was a tricky one. I had trouble. If I didn't have the answer in front of me, I'm not sure I would have got that one. But if you got it right, give yourself an extra life. And that's it, everyone. Another level of Three Extra Life is complete. They just seem to come and go so fast. Can't believe this is level 4 already. But again, thank you so much to everyone that's been supporting the show. There's been great comments over on Facebook and Twitter. And if you're not following Three Extra Lives on social media yet, what are you doing? Gotta do that, because there's lots of other stuff happening apart from this show. Lots of things, but if I told you, well, I'm not gonna tell you. I'm just gonna say go over and you'll see. You'll see all the cool things. I promise you. Like always, you can find the show notes for this level and all the levels and previous levels as well, if you want to, over at 3extralives.fireside.fm. Direct links to everything I've talked about, so you don't have to go to Google or one of your preferred search engines. Ask Jeeves, do they still use that? I don't think so, Tom. But yeah, thank you very much for tuning in to this level of 3 Extra Lives. And I will see you in level 5.
Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.
Wake up.